Because God, I want to live my life like this man who doesn't know me and doesn't know that I'm watching him. I want to live my life just moving soul to soul, place to place, conversation to conversation, speaking however I can of Jesus Christ and seeing other people lit with gospel love for Jesus and being lit for salvation. So, it's a new year, 2025. Every faithful Christian wants to know and wants to make sure, at least hope, that their impact or their influence on the world, on their family this year is powerful. You want to have the most impactful influence and effect that you can this year. People are going to be start making resolutions. People are going to be starting their Bible reading plans again, trying to start new habits. And praise God, that's great. On Sunday at Hope, we started for the first Sunday of the year, our month of Vision Sundays, really coming back to who are we as a church, what most defines us convictionally in our ministry, in our mission. And really, where we started was that we are a church that preaches the gospel. Spent a lot of time there talking about preachers, preaching, what we do as a ministry in the church, as a whole church-wide mission approach is prioritizing and platforming the preaching of the gospel, sending out gospel preachers, training up gospel preachers, making clear and attending and listening to gospel preaching. But there's also an application there for not just our life as a church in our formal worship, but also for every Christian individually. As you look at your year to come and you're praying to the Lord, wanting to be effective for Him, glorifying to Him, you want to make changes and do things that echo and ripple into eternity with fruit for others and rewards for yourself. Here's something that Paul says, which we need to take to heart and should influence how we think about this new year. Paul says in Romans chapter 1, he says it in verse 15, I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. He's a preacher. He's a pastor. He loves preaching. He wants to preach. He loves them. So he wants to preach to them. But he said specifically, I want to preach the gospel to you in Rome. In lieu of that, since he can't yet and he feels delayed, that's why he goes and writes the whole book of Romans. If I can't preach it to you, I'll at least preach, write it to you. And that's the book of Romans. But the very next verse, he gives us his reason. Why does he love to preach the gospel? Not just preach, not just think about the gospel, but preach that gospel. Why does he do that? His reason is, his theological reasoning, his redemptive historical reasoning, going, here's how all of history drives me as I read it through the lens of Scripture, as I read Scripture through the lens of Jesus and what has happened in these last days. He comes to this conclusion. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for everyone, for salvation to everyone, rather, who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. The reasoning that he wants to preach is because he's not ashamed of the gospel. And the reason that he's not ashamed of the gospel, here's where the application comes for people who aren't pastors, who aren't preachers, like myself or like Paul, is that the reason that he wants to preach with every opportunity that he can, even traveling the known world to be able to do so, is because the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. As a pastor, that means that when I'm thinking about what I'm preaching, what we're going to be studying in the Bible, how as a whole church we think together about what we should be doing, the emphasis should be, if we want our influence for the kingdom, if we want our fruit for Jesus, if we want our engagement in the Great Commission to be maximal, it needs to focus in on and give full breadth to the preaching of the gospel as our main message, our main focus, our main priority, because that's where God's power is. There are other avenues of God's power for miracles. There are other avenues of God's power for enter whatever effect you might wish to see. They're not bad things. God does all sorts of things throughout Scripture. But Paul's mind is this. In light of the death and burial and resurrection of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the focal point of everything we do as a Christian should be pointing to, should be aiming at, or should be in orbit around, emphasizing and speaking out the gospel, because nothing else we do will be as endowed with power by God in our life. If you want 2025 to count, in other words, as a lay Christian, you're going to work Monday, Friday, you're doing your shifts, you're engaging with other people, you're leading your family, you're trying to meet a gal, trying to meet a guy, you're doing your normal stuff in everyday life. The way that you can make this year count for the most powerful impact in the kingdom, for the most powerful influence in the world, is to speak often and prioritize the speaking of, the inviting of people to the gospel of Jesus Christ. In other words, make your life an evangelistic life. Make your tongue an evangelistic tongue. Make your conversation evangelistic conversation. Make your social media evangelistic social media. Some of you have come to hope, come to Christ even, through the witness, online witness of other people, just simply putting up things or sharing things online. Some of you have come from receiving a tract or having an invitation to church into your letterbox. So this year, as you're looking forward to 2025, you're bringing in disciplines, you're editing up your routine and your schedule. Think of how Spurgeon once said, as he was walking to a preaching engagement late at night in the English countryside, he said he was walking in the dark and he looked up and he saw a large hill. And on the hill, he could see a small speck of light moving slowly. And every 2 minutes or so, he saw a lantern lit. And he realized that it was somebody carrying a small torch and going house to house, lighting lanterns for people so that they could see, or walking along the street and lighting lanterns along the street so that travelers could see. And he said in that moment a prayer to God, which no doubt God answered. He says, God, I want to live my life like this man who doesn't know me and doesn't know that I'm watching him. I want to live my life just moving soul to soul, place to place, conversation to conversation, speaking however I can of Jesus Christ and seeing other people lit with gospel love for Jesus and being lit for salvation, so that the whole world is filled of people who have me involved in their testimony. Let's pray that for 2025. Praise God. Romans 1:16. You have more.